Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump pledging that the U.S. would stay open if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says his administration will, in his words, put out the fires, but would not close down the country again, making the pledge while touring a Ford plant in Michigan yesterday. After his appearance there, the state's attorney general, Dana Nissel, was blasting him for not wearing a mask during his tour of the plant.
And it sends a terrible message to the workers who work at that plant.
While there, he also announced that federal help is flowing into flooded areas of Michigan, declaring an emergency in response to a request by the Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We have FEMA and we have the Army Corps of Engineers, and they can do things that, frankly, nobody else can do. Americans are praying for Central Michigan. We're going to take care of your problem.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
President Trump says the U.S. would stay open if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says his administration will, in his words, put out the fires, but would not close down the country again, making the pledge while touring a Ford plant in Ann Arbor, Michigan yesterday. Democratic Senator and former presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has been asked by presidential candidate Joe Biden to undergo a formal vetting to be considered as his vice presidential running mate, and she's agreed. But she's only one of several women on Biden's list. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
While several are expected to consent to the vetting, at least one potential contender has bowed out. Senator Jeanine Shaheen, the Democrat from New Hampshire, who's running for re-election, declined Biden's invitation to be considered. But Senator Maggie Hassan, the other New Hampshire senator, has agreed, according to local news report.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Grand Canyon National Park will be open for Memorial Day weekend with restrictions. They will limit the number of cars and people inside the park. The man who recorded video of the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia is under arrest. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says 50-year-old William Bryan Jr. is in custody on charges of murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. A retired police officer and his adult son are also charged in the murder of Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was shot and killed while he was jogging through a neighborhood in February. The suspects claim that he was a suspect in some break-ins and burglaries in the neighborhood. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband will serve prison time after agreeing to plead guilty in the college admissions fraud case. Loughlin's agreeing to spend 2 months in federal prison for paying $500,000 to help get her daughters into USC. And her fashion designer husband is being sentenced to 5 months in prison if the judge okays it at a hearing later today. The couple among about 50 people charged in the case that prosecutors have dubbed Varsity Blues. And gas prices this Memorial Day weekend, the lowest in 17 years. While prices are starting to creep back up, the AAA says the average gallon of unleaded regular is $1.87. And again, find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is our honor once again to have Dr. Jerome Corsi with us, best-selling author, 25 books since 2004, 6 on the New York Times bestseller list, number 1 New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Jerome, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you. Always good to be with you as well.
Hey, lots to talk about here, but before we get into the real heavy stuff, I wanted to get an update. Last time we introduced the telemed program on CorsiNation.com. How's that coming along?
It's going quite well. In fact, it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Good.
It's a program we set up. Of course, you get a call from a doctor, and I was licensed to do medicine in your state. The doctor will basically interview you, diagnose you. If it can prescribe hydroxychloroquine and zinc if needed. It's not a drug program. It's to talk with a doctor. Right. And the meds can be fulfilled by a pharmacy in a state that's legal to provide hydroxychloroquine for COVID, and they can be expressed to you. Mm-hmm. And the entire process is really designed cost under $200, $60 for the call, and then the meds. Pharmacy will call you directly and see if you have insurance to defray the cost of the meds, and then you can decide if you want to pay for overnight delivery to your door. And President Trump yesterday, in saying he had himself taken this hydroxychloroquine and zinc, mm-hmm. I think did a big boost to what we want to do, which is provide this treatment or prevention mm-hmm. to Americans who see the need for it. And if doctor will agree, you have to look at the pre-existing conditions. There are some, but there are really not that many. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty well defined after 70 years of use of the medicine. That's what the doctors say.
Exactly. Why the ridiculous pushback? Was it just because Donald Trump, which we got to hate anything that's associated with Donald Trump, because he's been a champion for the possibility of hydroxychloroquine. And here he is. I mean, you know, the president of the United States, there's been a couple of people in the White House that have contracted COVID-19, and out of precaution and as a prophylactic, he talked to his doctor about it. And the White House doctor says, yeah, why not? You know, I don't see it being a problem. But, oh, my goodness, Jerome, it was like gray matter splattered all over the cameras from coast to coast because Donald Trump said he was taking hydroxychloroquine. It was comical almost.
You know, Bill, the federal government doesn't demonize cocaine or marijuana as much as they
exactly.
demonize hydroxychloroquine. And, yes, I think there's a factor because whatever President Trump says, this mainstream media has, they're just conditioned to knee-jerk. That's horrible, no matter what it is, and to attack Donald Trump. And people are seeing through that. What, you know, I put up on my website and CorsiNation.com is I'm saying, look, Bill Gates is talking about a worse virus coming along, and I went to Fauci's patents, which he holds on various treatments that he's done on AIDS, and I reverse engineered them and found already one of the key ingredients of AIDS has been put into COVID-19.
Right.
And if COVID-20 puts in one more, you're going to have a virus that attacks your immune system and attacks your lungs, and it could be very deadly. And what the doctors are saying, and again, the only way you might be able to prevent what's coming next, as well as what's here, COVID-19 and COVID-20, I'm calling it, might be to have hydroxychloroquine and zinc in your system.
Exactly.
And what President Trump said yesterday is, if you've been examined for the side effects and you don't have a heart arrhythmia problem or one or two of the well-defined counterindications, then it doesn't hurt you to take hydroxychloroquine. It's been prescribed millions of times all over the world. It's been widely used and used chronically in lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. I've taken it through our own program, and quite frankly, I didn't feel much of an effect at all, but I haven't also, I've not gotten COVID.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, I can't say it's because I took the hydroxychloroquine, but I didn't notice any ill effects, and I kind of agree with President Trump. You know, what's the harm in it?
Exactly. Well, you know, and it was interesting because even Neil Cavuto went off the rails and was saying, don't take it. You're going to kill yourself. And it went on and on. And then Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the noted medical contributor at Fox, comes on and says, well, let me give you my testimony. My 96-year-old dad used hydroxychloroquine. It saved his life.
I heard that. And I thought, you know, that's a very effective rebuttal to Neil Cavuto. And Neil Cavuto's gotten more and more hysterical and anti-Trump over the years.
Yeah.
He's kind of followed the course.
I think he and Chris Wallace are at the same bar together or something. I don't know. It wouldn't be the same bar. It would be the same hamburger stand, I think, for Neil.
I guess.
Neil.
You know, I watch Fox and Friends, and they're still pretty good.
Yes.
And I watch, you know, Tucker Carlson and Hannity and then Laura Ingraham in the evenings. It's still solid, but... Through the day, I mean, I've had enough Donna Brazile and lifetime.
Exactly. Well, Donna Brazile, I still have a personal problem with that because here she is. She really destroys her credibility on CNN, what she tried to do with Hillary. Well, didn't try. She did at CNN. And she's welcomed into Fox. And to me, it's like, look, I know everybody needs a job and a place and all that. But once you destroy your credibility, why do you live another day? It's like what caused, shutting down America. We used the Imperial College, which were the same people that gave us the model for climate change that said, you know, half of the world would be underwater right now and half the population would be gone. And so we go ahead and take their model. And Dr. Fauci champions that to the president. The president says, oh, okay, I guess these are the experts. And we shut down the country. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with this picture?
Well, Bill, the CDC and the NIH are not really government entities. They are largely 501c3 foundations.
Okay.
And they are public-private. They have a lot of government money that's combined with money coming in from big pharmacy. And they do projects together. And the people who work at NIH or CDC, like Fauci's worked there over 30 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they get the patents on the treatments they're developing, like for AIDS, and then it shows up in COVID. Well, somebody's going to pay that patent when a vaccine is developed.
He's going to get a ton of money. And this is also why, I think case in point, why he ignored then-President Obama's order not to put any money into the Wuhan lab, but he went ahead and went around the president's order and gave them, $3.7 million for research?
Patent, for instance, you look at Fauci's patents. They're on Justia, JUSTIA.com. You can just search Fauci's patents. He assigns them to the HHS, and you know he's one of a list of inventors in these patents. But you don't know how much money is going to HHS. The exact assignment papers are not available on that page, and so funding the Wuhan lab, what I understand is he gave the money to an organization who then funded the Wuhan lab. Mm-hmm. And so he can say, well, we didn't fund Wuhan. I mean, these guys are too clever by twice.
Yes.
And they just are, Fauci, a 1990 book by Bruce Nussbaum, N-U-S-S-B-A-U-M, called Good Intentions, says Fauci did the same thing. He had the same job 30 years ago, and he was in NIH, and when the AIDS came around, HIV-1, a group of doctors had on-the-shelf clinical, available medications, and Fauci trashed them.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues. Don't forget his telemed telemed program. I say at CourseyNation.com for more information there. The president, made the announcement this week that he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for about a week and a half as a preventative, as a, what we call a prophylactic. And it is available to you should you choose to take that option through this telemed program at CourseyNation.com. You can go there, check it out for yourself, and see if it's appropriate for you. Jerome, I also want to talk to you about the General Flynn case, which in many ways is very close to you. You and I have been talking about this for, a year and a half, with all that you had to deal with the FBI, with the, Mueller and company and all that went on. So you really have a close, a close relationship with what happened with General Flynn, because this could have easily happened to you.
Well, in fact, they tried the same thing with me. The prosecutors in my case, and these Mueller prosecutors, I think, were the criminals that Aaron Zelinsky and Jeannie Rhee and Goldstein, three of them, basically were convinced I had to have a source to Julian Assange, because in July and August 2016, before Assange released Podesta's emails, I figured out that that's what Assange had.
Mm-hmm.
And I told various people, including Roger Stone, but I didn't have a source. And when they wanted me to lie, it was to say that I did have a source, basically,
mm-hmm.
and that I'd been lying about it. Well, I refused. But I'm a strong religion. I'm not going to go before a federal judge and swear to a crime I didn't commit.
Right.
And they said, they would charge me with obstruction of justice in a Washington, D.C. court that would hate me, and I'd be in prison the rest of my life. So if you guys are that crooked, go ahead and do it. But I'm not going to lie for you. And they went after my stepson, who is 40-some years old, and he took a computer I had on my desk that I wasn't using, and he scrubbed it and gave it to my wife for her business, and they thought he was destroying evidence. And so they brought him to the Mueller grand jury and threatened him. And I said, I asked Aaron Zelinsky, through my attorney, David Gray, I said, I've got a copy. I've got a backup of that computer. Do you want it? He didn't want it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you had a lot more than what Hillary Clinton did when they scrubbed her computer with bleach bit and all, and the destruction of property. The other thing that is astounding to me about all this, Jerome, is that this happened to be all about Democratic emails. Well, Luke Rosiak, as you recall, a watchdog reporter himself, wrote in his book about the biggest scandal there in the Beltway. And this is the biggest IT scandal in U.S. history, where you've got a Pakistani national and his family who worked their way up the ranks of Congress and the House of Representatives, gained access to computer files of one in five Democrats, lifting data, stealing identities, spending millions of taxpayer dollars. And this guy, not even his whole family, they eventually lose their jobs, but you got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you've got Hillary Clinton, Podesta, the whole gang, trying to protect what they have done. And these emails that they're talking about could have easily been lifted by this Pakistani national, which we've heard nothing about since.
Well, and this is the problem. I think President Trump's absolutely right when he talks about this being a double standard,
mm-hmm.
and that we don't have justice in America. And I'm very deeply disappointed in Attorney General Barr, because it took, as Richard Grenell, who is an outsider, was ambassador to Germany, and now is acting director of the entire national security apparatus, DNI, he's director of national intelligence. And Grenell comes in and he forces Barr to release the footnotes from the Horowitz FISA report. Now, those footnotes show CIA, Department of Justice, they all knew the Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. Russia was trying to damage Trump or make sure he got indicted if he did win the election. But yet they charged Trump with Russian collusion, which is what Hillary was doing and Podesta was doing. How about Uranium One?
Mm-hmm.
Selling our uranium to Russia with the Clinton Foundation. So that, and secondly, it was Grenell who forced Barr to release the unmasking names, and that included information from Durham is not going to hit Obama or Biden. Why not? And the American people, I think, demand justice. And once they start indicting, we counted up on my podcast today, CourseyNation.com, that it's been 460 days since Barr was sworn in as Attorney General. And so today I'm doing this now every day. So I'm saying day 460 of Barr Attorney General, still no indictments.
Yeah.
Barr will tweet out day number 461, still no indictments, like they did in the Iran hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter. Count the days.
Why is he not? Why is he not pursuing? Why is he stopping there? Is it just the idea that Barack Obama is still perceived as you know the holy savior of America or something, or that it would tick off Black America so much that it could cause some kind of revolt? What is it that's stopping Barr from pursuing the truth all the way up to the Oval Office, which is what Sidney Powell said on her show a couple of weeks ago, Jerome? Because I asked her, I said, how far up does this go? And she goes, Bill, it goes into the Oval Office. And there was no quips, no reservation about it whatsoever. She said the same thing in much the same way as you told me a year and a half ago. You said, Bill, this is a coup.
Yes, the same deal. And look, we have, for this, these lovebirds, this Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, that she said in one of her text messages that Obama's, he's on top of everything. He knows everything. He's micromanaging it. And we saw that in this meeting with Sally Yates, where Obama knew all about the Flynn case. Mm-hmm. Obama's into this. He's traitor number one or number two, and Hillary's the counterpart. And the point is that I don't know what Barr's motivation is, but he was also a cover-up artist in Iran-Contra when he was attorney general before. And that incident, Casper Weinberger got to walk. There were a whole group of people, that, including George H.W. Bush, that Barr basically excused. And maybe Barr wants to preserve the Department of Justice and is afraid that these will destroy the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the Department of Justice has been criminal since J. Edgar Hoover took his boyfriend out to the racetracks in California and bet on the horses. The mob paid his losses. And then he testifies to Congress and says there's no mob in the United States, and he goes after Martin Luther King, a real genuine American hero.
Right.
It was a blackmail file. I mean, I say take the whole Justice Department. In fact, I'm serious about that. The entire bureaucracy, which is, Trump has no friends in this bureaucracy. They're all Beltway New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says bureaucracy has to be in Washington, D.C.
Right.
I'm proposing we just move it to Death Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty out there in the spring. And I doubt many of these people from the Beltway will go.
Yeah.
The only way to get rid of them. We don't need a criminal Justice Department where the criminals are in the Justice Department.
Exactly. Well, whether it is against Trump, it's against us, we the people, Jerome. I mean, this is, we pay for better than this. We expect better than this. And it's clear the institution is corrupt. And my question to you was, because I had this sense from the get-go with Horowitz, that he's a company guy. And maybe A.G. Barr is a company guy, for the institution,
And see, look, I don't know why Barr isn't doing what he should do, even with the Flynn case. Which is, go over to the Vice President of the United States. He has the right to take this directly to the Supreme Court.
Well, we have to leave it there. No doubt the conversation will continue, and we'll stay on top of everything. Dr. Jerome Corsi, don't forget his TeleMD, TeleMed program on CorsiNation.com. Dr. Corsi, always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much. Take care.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A sharply divided Senate confirmed John Ratcliffe as Director of National Intelligence, with Democrats refusing to support the nomination over fears that he will politicize the intelligence community's work under President Donald Trump. All Democrats opposed Ratcliffe making the first DNI to be installed on a partisan vote since the position was created in 2005. The final tally was 49-44. Ratcliffe takes over the agency at a tumultuous time. The nation faces threats from Iran and North Korea. Russian disinformation campaigns interfere with U.S. elections, and tensions with China over rising competition and the spread of the coronavirus. At the same time, Trump has viewed the intelligence agencies with distrust and ousted and fired multiple officials. Ratcliffe will replace Richard Grenell, the current acting director who's overseeing the recent personnel changes. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the American Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, one of the questions I hear these days, repeatedly, because there is a heightened sense of service that is calling out. And people want to help, especially our neighbors, during this pandemic that we're experiencing. Well, since the beginning of the spread of the coronavirus, and especially as people started practicing social distancing, you know, we've seen them turn to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. We also know that often the people who are in the best position to help are those physically closest neighbors in their community. Makes sense, right? We've seen people who are the most vulnerable or at the front lines of the epidemic use Facebook to help, to get help and support with urgent needs. Now, to make it easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is up front again. They're leading the way, and they've launched Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their communities, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate fundraisers. In this satellite interview with Emily Dalton-Smith, the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook, we're going to talk about it all, and she's going to give us details like she's done before. Emily, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, you know, congratulations again to the Facebook team, to coming to the front, you know, to helping connect people who want to serve and help one another.
Oh, well, thank you. We've just been so inspired by the outpouring of support we're seeing across the platform. You know, people are just coming together to help out their neighbors any way they can, and we wanted to make sure that everybody has a tool to help them do that. So we built Community Help, which anybody can find at facebook.com/COVID support. And you can go there and see what your neighbors could use help with and reach out and give them a hand.
Are you kind of blown away with how, Facebook has evolved here? I mean, the way it started, I mean, who would have thought that, Facebook would be so essential to serving the community, you know, through its platform like this?
I mean, it's really amazing. We see people come together for all different reasons to help one another out. And seeing it all come together now, especially around the coronavirus outbreak, has just been so rewarding. This product, actually, this tool started through our support for disaster response, where we were helping people come together after natural disasters as they were rebuilding their communities. And when the coronavirus started to spread in the U.S., we saw that type of activity happening on the platform and wanted to make sure that everybody would have a simple and easy tool to give back. And, you know, we're seeing them do everything from, as you said, offering to run errands or drop off groceries to people who are homebound. People are volunteering supplies. For baby supplies, household goods, you know, really starting to share with their neighbors and even volunteering their time and their skills. So, you know, yesterday I saw a woman in my area volunteering to read books for people's kids because, you know, all the parents are just going crazy with their kids stuck at home with them. And so this is a little bit of virtual babysitting.
Wow, very cool. Great idea. This is what I love is that, you know, the platform offers an opportunity for creativity. The other thing I think it's teaching us is how important communication is, how fulfilling communication is. You know, our country has gone through a period where we've kind of siloed ourselves and, you know, thinking it's us against them. But, you know, what does it take? A natural disaster like the coronavirus to bring us back together and realize, hey, you know, our neighbors are more important to us than ideologues.
It's really, you know, it's so amazing to see people reaching out and connecting with their neighbors when, you know, we're, most of us are at home these days. We're physically distant from our neighbors. We're not running into one another at parks or the grocery store or anything, but being able to help people reach out and connect with people they don't know yet has been so heartwarming. And we really see the best of our communities coming together through these tools. You know, you can see people reaching out to help people they don't know or just offering to give whatever they have to make someone else's life a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Again, there's so many benefits, you know, through this trial of COVID-19. As you say, people are, you know, meeting their neighbors sometimes for the first time. I think, you know, maybe after this is all said and done, we may be thankful in a strange sort of way, you know, for this, you know, for this disease. Emily, let me ask you, how can we access this new feature?
So everybody can go to facebook.com/COVID support. As soon as you go to that page, you'll be able to see requests for help in your area. So you can choose how far of a distance you want to set, between 5 and 50 miles, and you'll be able to see the support that your neighbors are requesting. You can donate to fundraisers. Right now we have fundraisers for the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control. Facebook is matching up to $10 million in donations to each of those organizations. So you can give back through a financial contribution, or you can start your own fundraiser for an organization that you care about in your area. And if you happen to be in need of assistance from your neighbors, you can post your own request there and ask for help with anything you need, you know, supplies, transportation, volunteer work. Anybody can just go to facebook.com/COVID support and start connecting with their neighbors right away.
Exactly. Well, Emily Dalton-Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product. In this role, Emily leads teams that build products such as crisis response, charitable giving, health, and mentorship that help people come together to support each other in times of need. Emily shared with us that, hey, humanoids are creative. And with this downtime, they're coming up with some great ideas. I mean, like the virtual babysitter and, you know, librarian reading books to kids, especially to parents who are a bit, you know, stir crazy. I mean, they love their kids, but, you know, nonstop, minute by minute. And, of course, it can be a bit of a challenge. You know, I was talking with my daughter in Hawaii last night. And she has two of our grandkids, and Jackson's 3 years old, and Ozzy's not quite a year. He's getting close. But, it's a high maintenance proposition for her. I'm sure she'd love to have somebody who would be able to occupy those kids with some virtual reading.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I have two kids. They're 2 and 6, and we love them dearly. But I have to say, you know, being able to call their grandparents and give my husband and me a bit of a breather every day is a real blessing. And seeing people come together and use tools like our messaging tools for video chats or community help to just, you know, ease the burden a little bit. It is the best of our community that we're seeing emerge now. And it is just so heartwarming to see people come together and support one another.
I think that's a clever idea, you know. You do Facebook Live, you know, you get them talking to the grandkids. You and the husband unit, you escape for a couple of hours, and grandma and grandpa are going, where did they go? I love that idea. This is great. I mean, we're going to set up a lot of grandparents that are going to say, that Bill and Emily, man, we're going to get even with them. What other creative ideas have you been hearing about?
Well, you know, the other types of things that we're seeing through the platform and starting to merge on Community Help are these movements of neighbors coming together to kind of show their support for one another. So in my neighborhood right now, people are putting stuffed bears in their windows. And they're reaching out to encourage their neighbors to do the same. So you can take your kids out for a walk and go and look for the bears and wave high and know that your neighbors are there and you're in it together. It's been this really heartwarming way for us to take a walk every day and know that even though we can't be together in person, we can still be together as community members.
What a great idea. Gosh, I remember back in the day, remember tying a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree,
exactly.
Right? Little signs like this just to let us know that, hey, we're all together, American flags hanging out. We've got, you know, people coming together, singing patriotic songs, coordinated, you know, on Facebook. And I think it's wonderful, you know, how communities, as you say, are coming together. I like the bear idea, and we need to hear more about that from you. So let us know so we can spread the good word and continue to promote the great work that Facebook is doing on our behalf in bringing communities back together. So what should the people do if they want to help in their community?
So everybody can go to facebook.com/COVID support right now and look up requests from their community members, and you'll see that the page is personalized to your area. And so you can see people as far away as 50 miles or as close as 5 miles away. You get to choose, and you can browse their requests and reach out to them directly. Or if you're in need of support, you can post your own request right there, and your community will be able to see that and reach out to help you.
Well, she's the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook, Emily Dalton-Smith. Say hi to the grandparents for us, okay? You take care, Emily.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to a new partnership and a two-year process in Pakistan, the Tide Ministry is now sharing the hope of Jesus in the Pashto and Saraiki languages. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified 4 unreached people groups in Pakistan that do not have gospel radio programming available in their own language. In 2020, God opened a door to take a major step forward by enabling our partner ministry to recruit ministry teams to record and broadcast radio programs in 2 of those languages. This is exciting progress and provides a vital outreach in this country where Christians and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity in Pakistan.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is sharing the hope of Jesus with listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, I don't care if you are a virus, you know. Shoot fly, whatever it is. I mean, come on. I hope you're staying safe and well as we're heading into a special holiday weekend. I always have, as you know, mixed emotions about Memorial Day because I think it's just such a special day. And it should be set up as we get into the weekend. I know a lot of us, you know, at least previously, we may still be able to get together with some family, friends, in limited numbers, depending on the state that you're living in and what the lockdown measures look like for this this holiday weekend. But for me, it's just hallowed ground. You know, Monday, and I've always had a challenge with saying Happy Memorial Day because. You know, it's a time to remember, you know, those that paid the ultimate. But this is what Memorial Day is really all about. It really gets down to the heart and soul of America and those patriots that paid the ultimate price on our behalf. I got to bring Greg Smalley on now. Greg is the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. And his wife, Erin, left us up to our own devices once again. And we're going to, Greg, I'm telling you, we're going to try and stay out of trouble. You know, last time, and it was her fault, you know, but of course she won't accept responsibility, and that's okay, because we're two guys and we're big enough, we can handle it. We'll take the bullet for her, right?
We will. So, we'll do our best.
Yeah, I know. We'll behave ourselves. All right. Well, you know, I'm just interested to get your thoughts on this. You know, when we talk about Memorial Day, I've always had a hard time saying Happy Memorial Day, Greg, because I just think, you know, it's such a hallowed day because of what it's all about and who we are remembering, those that paid the price. I mean, even those right now that served our country that are suffering from PTSD and, you know, the injuries that are so obvious, some that are not so obvious, but you know, we've got people who have served our country that have allowed us to enjoy the freedoms, even though right now you know, I have some people go, well, yeah, what freedoms, Bill? You know, we're dealing with the coronavirus right now. Yeah, we are, but still, we have a sense of freedom. And we can recapture those. I am not one to surrender to the powers that be that want to control every aspect of our lives. You know, this is what our founding was all about. And for Memorial Day, the people that paid the price, that's why they paid the price.
It really is. And I love what you're saying because it is a sacred holiday. And when I think about the word celebrate, there's two elements. The first one is recognizing something value. And that's exactly what you're saying, that instead of, you know, just, hey, happy Memorial Day, or let's go to the Memorial Day sale, you know, it's recognizing why that is and what the treasure is, what
exactly
who's given life and what families have given, pay the ultimate price. for our freedom. And then the other part of celebrate is then to party. And I think that there's a legitimacy around doing things to memorialize, to party, to celebrate, to acknowledge that price that's been paid. So I think if we do both,
exactly,
we're really honoring that day.
Exactly. You can't have one without the other. If you do,
right,
you cheapen it.
Right.
And that's what I guess I'm sensitive about. I would also, and always do, I always encourage our listeners during that period of time because, you know, this is an opportune time as we are with, you know, some friends and neighbors and family to a limited number, is that maybe pause and, hey, read the U.S. Constitution. I think it's a good time to reconnect, especially in light of our liberties and how they've been stretched right now under the pressures of this COVID-19 experience. And we have to, as I was sharing with Matt Whitaker, the former acting attorney general who has written a new book, I said, we have to find our North Star, Greg.
Yeah.
If we don't find our North Star, you know, we're going to miss the mark here. And I believe, like anything, there are moments and times and moments and choices that come about. And what made the greatest generation was a moment and choice that they made. And my prayer is that our current generation, yours and mine, Greg, that in this particular moment that we would make the right choices, that we hand off to the next generation a freer America. On all respects, an America that returns to its founding values in God, that we remember in God we trust. If we can hand that on to the next generation, Greg, I think it would do well for them, and it would do well for us as we pass on that baton.
I love that because you're talking about core values.
Yes.
In that true north, that North Star is Christ.
Right.
And to make sure that our kids that they understand that,
mm-hmm.
and I love that core value of just reminiscing about those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedom. And as you were talking, what was really cool, I hadn't really thought about this, and it's kind of sad, but my grandfather, who I'd never met, so it's my mom, my maternal grandfather. He was injured in fighting in the war,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sadly, I don't know him. I don't know much about him. I was thinking my kids don't really know much about him, and as you were talking, I thought, you know what? I'm gonna call my mom up, and I'm gonna get our family in her on
the
speakerphone, and just have her tell us and introduce us to this amazing American.
Yeah, exactly.
And that will put a face and an emotion to Memorial's Day. So, you inspired me. So I'm gonna,
well, good.
I appreciate this. I feel like I should pay you for letting.
No, hey, let me know how that turns on. That will be payment and blessing, because that's what this show is all about. Is that we want to pay it forward constantly, Greg. I know that's always been your heart and Aaron's as well. Your family, you've had this this longstanding tradition and legacy. Real quick, before we talk about some of the habits that we've learned during this quarantine, how we should take them forward post quarantine. But I wanted to get your reaction and feelings about Ravi's passing this past week. I know that you had a chance to meet with him and know him, and share with us a little bit about Ravi and your experience.
Yeah, you know, I only met him one time,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of those experiences of just knowing that you're standing before an amazing Christian man, and instead of talking, as we were introduced, just to listen to him, just every word he was saying just had so much wisdom. And,
exactly.
You know, I mean, that was the extent of how I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
You could just tell there was something. I love meeting, you know, our spiritual fathers in,
exactly.
in these men and women, you know, who have so shaped the spiritual culture in helping us develop that deeper relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me when my dad about 3 years ago went to be with the Lord. You know, beyond the fact that he's my father, I hate when we lose just one of these spiritual giants I mean, I'm thrilled that he is with his father in heaven, grieve with his family.
Yeah.
But we lose a little bit every time one of these giants goes to be with the Lord.
Exactly. Well, Ravi Zacharias has blessed us, and he was the kind of personality that you didn't necessarily have to meet him a lot. You know, we were in contact with him through his ministry, his sermons, you know, things that he shared inside, like you said. I mean, whenever, you know, you saw or were in the presence of any presentation of Ravi's, you just felt like you were at the feet of some wise man, and you just stayed quiet and took notes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly. Well, I love
talk,
it.
Just listen.
May he rest in peace, and for his daughter Sarah and the ministry, all the best. I mean, his legacy, like so many others before him, whether it's Billy Graham, J. Vernon McGee, whose ministry has been living on some 30 years since his passing. There's just something so powerful. And again, we're reminded that God says it's not over till he says it's over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right.
All right, quarantine habits, including our dogs barking in the background, which we love so many. I mean, if they're, oh, no, don't. I mean, I love it. I think it's just so part of our humanity right now that we, I mean, probably about 10-15%, to be honest with you, have guessed, you know, we have random dogs barking, cats passing by and stuff like that. It's all good.
And I can't get line of sight to give her the look like, stop it. So
right,
I
exactly.
I have her mercy.
Hey, no worries. So, speaking of which, quarantine habits that we should take post-quarantine. We got about a minute and a half, so I'm sure you can sum up the key nuggets here.
Well, I would encourage people that's one of the best questions to ask each other is, what are some things that have happened that we really like that we want to go forward? You know, I've been cooking more, and that's definitely one habit. Aaron and I, you know, just the way that we've learned to really talk about the loss that we've all experienced, just these little losses that just helped us to recognize the power of just going on walks and just talking about, hey, what's been hard? What are some of these losses? So just a deeper kind of communication. So just, you know, talk to your kids, talk to your spouse. What do we want to carry forward? Name it, call it, check
exactly.
in, ask, how are these going?
Well, I think of the email this one gal sent me. You know, you'll appreciate this, Greg. She says, oh my God, I looked over and saw this strange man sitting on my couch, and my goodness, I found my husband.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. I'm not using that one.
I said, well, you might check underneath the cushions of the couch you guys are sitting on. There might be a couple of kids down there with some handheld game controllers or something, you know. So, but no doubt that, and there's nothing like having your liberties limited and taken away to cause you to raise up and realize how valuable they are, and also these key values and things. You know, time and again, Greg, what I'm hearing is, I'll tell you, the closeness of family. More and more families
Absolutely.
Have found each other, and I think that's a real positive that we can take into this post-quarantine. Greg Smalley with us from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Greg.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabric. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS